ただいまより、
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to start the RFP briefing about the validation project for contaminated water management technologies funded by supplementary budget for fiscal 2013. My name is Yabuta of MRI, Mitsubishi Research Institute, acting as the project office, project management office. And we will follow the agenda today. And we ask for your cooperation. We have participants from overseas, but the explanation will be provided in Japanese, and you can hear the English through simultaneous interpretation. First, I'd like to have a presentation about the positioning of this RFP from the Agency for Natural Resources and Energy, and then the Project Management Office will explain about the procedures. First, Mr. Ueda of the Agency for Natural Resources and Energy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming today, despite your busy schedules, to the RFP briefing about the validation project for contaminated water management technologies funded by the fiscal 2013 supplementary budget. I'm with the Agency for Natural Resources and Energy. And I belong to the Nuclear Energy Policy Planning Division. I'm the official in charge of contaminated water. My name is Ueda. At the outset of this briefing session, I would like to explain the history of contaminated water countermeasures at the TEPCO's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Please refer to Material 1. And please open to page 1. And may I have page 1 on the screen? This shows the contaminated water treatment system at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Due to the impact of the earthquake and the tsunami, the melted nuclear fuel or the fuel debris was generated in the reactor building. And in order to cool that, 400 cubic meters of water per day is being poured onto the fuel debris. The poured water comes in contact with the fuel debris and becomes contaminated water. Now, within the reactor containment vessel, there are parts that are damaged because of the impact of the accident. And therefore, the poured water, which becomes contaminated, is known to be flowing into the basement of the reactor building. In addition to that, in the vicinity of the nuclear reactor building, there is groundwater flow, which is also about 400 cubic meters, which is flowing into the reactor building. So this clean groundwater is mixed with the contaminated water flowing out from the containment vessel. And as a result, at Fukushima Daiichi, 800 cubic meters per day of contaminated water is being pumped out to keep the water level constant. So the pumping keeps the water level at a certain constant level. Now, the pumped up contaminated water is treated so that the cesium is removed and it's desalinated. And so the approximately 400 cubic meters of low salinity water is recirculated to cool the fuel debris. The remaining 400 cubic meters is stored in tanks. The stored contaminated water includes a very large number of types of nuclides. And so the multi-nuclide removal device, ALPS, is used to remove the various nuclides. So the treated water contains tritium, which cannot be removed by ALPS. And concerning how to treat the tritium, a comprehensive evaluation is being conducted, looking at various alternatives and options. So that is the overview of the contaminated water treatment system at Fukushima Daiichi. Now, page 2 of the material, please. So since last September, there has been the 3 basic policies for the contaminated water countermeasures, which is 1, isolate the water from the contamination source. 2 is remove the contamination source. And 3, preventing leakage of contaminated water. And based on these 3 basic policies, various countermeasures have been studied. And in that process, it was decided that we should collect the wisdom from Japan and from abroad to come up with the most suitable contaminated water countermeasures. And so Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, METI, commissioned IRID, International Research Institute for Nuclear Decommissioning, to conduct a request for information, RFI, between September 25th and October 23rd of last year concerning storage of contaminated water and decontamination of seawater and suppression of groundwater inflows. And please refer to page 3 of the material. These are the fields, areas where the RFI was made. And the left-hand side chart shows the number of proposals submitted. There are some overlaps, but the total was 780. 780 technological information was submitted, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of those who participated and cooperated in this effort. Now, we have received so many of these proposals for contaminated water treatment, and that allowed us to understand the total picture concerning the available technologies for contaminated water treatment. And this itself is a very valuable data, we think. Now, concerning this contaminated water issue at Fukushima Daiichi, last December 10th, the Committee on Countermeasures for Contaminated Water Treatment put together the preventive and multi-layered measures for contaminated water issues. And various technological fields were categorized into 4 different categories based on the information provided. And that was included in the report of the committee. More specifically, the first category is technologies that should be adopted immediately after confirming their adaptability to the site. A second category is technologies to be used by selecting an execution method based on workability and cost effectiveness. And the third is the red squared part. These are technologies that are expected to be effective but need to be checked and verified before being used. Fourth category is technologies to be pushed forward based on the study by the Committee on Countermeasures for Contaminated Water Treatment. So those are the 4 categories. Now, amongst the 4, the third category, technologies that are expected to be effective but need to be checked and verified before being used. Well, amongst the technologies that are included in this category, we focused on the 4 specific technologies, and we are soliciting proposals. For the other technologies in this category, there is a possibility that we may do a verification or validation project in the future. Please go on to page 4. So the preventive and the multi-layered countermeasures are shown on the map, or part of such measures are on the map. I will not go into the details of each of the countermeasures here, But as I said, there are the three basic policies to remove and isolate and not to leak the contaminated water. So based on those three principles, we are conducting the immediate measures and fundamental measures and preventive and multi-layered measures. So a wide range of measures are to be conducted. Page 5, please. So on December 10th of last year, the Committee on Countermeasures for Contaminated Water Treatment came up with a view, and based on that, the government on the 20th of December decided on the additional preventive and multi-layered measures for decommissioning and contaminated water. So in the second bullet point in the middle of the page, it says that measures with high technical difficulty should utilize the fiscal 2013 supplementary budget to conduct technology verification. And based on that, we are now soliciting the proposals today. Now, please refer to page 6, the last page of this material. This shows the history up to now. So from September 25th to October 23rd of last year, IRID, International Research Institute for Nuclear Decommissioning, solicited technological proposals. So that was the RFI, Request for Information. The Agency for Natural Resources and Energy contracted IRID for that work. And on 15th of November, IRID sorted out and categorized the submitted proposals and presented that to the Committee on the Countermeasures for Contaminated Water Treatment. And based on that, on the 10th of December, the report was compiled by the committee. And then on the 20th of December, the government decided the additional preventive and multi-layered measures for decommissioning and contaminated water. Then this year, in 2014, on February 25th, Agency for Natural Resources and Energy selected the Project Management Office for the project of decommissioning and contaminated water, which utilizes the funding from fiscal 2013 supplementary budget. The agency selected MRI as the project office and contracted the work to MRI. And on March 24th, the solicitation for the validation of technologies for contaminated water management was started, and this is leading to today's presentation. So I have explained about the history of the study of the contaminated water treatment and countermeasures. Thank you very much.